This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you.
All right, we're in hour number four. John Rappaport's coming up. I'll hit a few of your calls as well. So much to counter, so much to deal with, but I wanted to get Roger Stone to pop on today ahead of a special three-hour broadcast he'll be part of tomorrow night, 7 to 10 p.m. with Laura Loomer and many others. But Bill Gates specifically singled out Roger Stone in a Wired magazine article concerning vaccines and the testing being fraudulent. And he admitted the testing is almost all fake positive. So very, very bizarre. So I wanted to get a chance to get Roger Stone's response to the great Dr. Bill Gates, the man in control of our destiny, he says, responding to him. Why do you think this happened, Roger?
Well, Alex, let me put it this way. I revel in Bill Gates' hatred because if I was not effective, he would not hate me. And when I questioned his role in trying to benefit and profit from this pandemic, it obviously hit the target right on. And therefore, he has fired back. It is absolutely clear that he and his cohorts intend to try to use this public health crisis to their political and geopolitical benefit, and to reap millions while they're doing it.
If not millions, and it's so bold that they own the patents on Chimera vaccines for COVID-type viruses, and that Fauci's involved, and they both co-own patents, and that he ran Operation Event 201, and that he's up there telling us what's going to happen next. I mean, from your research, as a former top lobbyist, have you ever seen anyone maneuver themselves into a position of power like this other than a president?
Well, it helps to have billions of dollars to begin with, which he has at his access. He can buy access. He can buy politicians by the boatload. And it's clear that he has a plan. Anybody who will do the basic research can see that the public is being manipulated and that he hopes to ultimately, I believe, have a mandatory vaccination and perhaps even a chip. I can't speak for you, Alex, but I'm not going to be vaccinated, nor am I going to be chipped. And I think most Americans will refuse this. But you were predicting this decades ago before even I realized it was a possibility. I recognize the electoral plan here. It seems very obvious to me, but they intend to steal the next election through widespread ballot fraud, but they're trying to inoculate the public to what is happening by saying out front, Trump is going to be defeated and refuse to leave office. Translation, we're going to steal this from Trump, and we intend to limit his ability to challenge the theft in the courts and in the court of public opinion. They're trying to co-opt the president's position. I still believe if we had an honest election, that means an election in which only people who were legally eligible to vote, and they only voted once, Donald Trump would win in a landslide.
We've got one more segment with you when we come back, and I want you to recap that because I want to try to get this message to the president. We have the New York Times, for those who just joined us, saying, yeah, it's true. We war game with the top Democrats, John Podesta, not leaving office, having Democrat states secede, and then having our own inauguration for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and then Pelosi's giving interviews saying, oh, I'm second in command. We'll just have another inauguration. We don't need to be in D.C. So they're saying two governments at once, the Roman Empire splitting in two. We'll be back in 60 seconds with Roger Stone to talk about this. This is so otherworldly. And then Trump's statement a few days ago, hey, I may be gone for a long time. The corrupt elites are really angry at me. I mean, this is all edge of your seat, crazy time. And Roger Stone has been given clemency. It's all just otherworldly to know Roger and to be in the middle of this. And you're all in the middle of this. We're all in the middle of it on this planet. And it's just going to get wilder in the next 82 days. Stay with us. Roger Stone on the other side.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach, so it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWars. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I come to you with extremely serious information. And Roger Stone's here with us to give us expert analysis. Bill Gates has just responded to him in a Wired magazine article and said how dare him question if Bill Gates is making money off the vaccine, even though he is, along with Fauci. He said this is a very Trumpian thing that Stone does, an attack on the president. The president now knows that Gates is working against him with the medical deep state. But the big thing I want to cover in a message that's sure to get to the president from Roger Stone is Roger's response to President Trump last Thursday saying, I may be gone for a long time. They may try to take me out. I'm going after China, Big Pharma, and some very big, powerful, corrupt organizations. What does that cryptic statement mean? Well, we know. Headline, Breitbart.com, Democrats' war game for election includes West Coast secession, civil war. And that's why Pelosi said, we'll have our own inauguration, and he won't be the president, and then we'll see what the military does. Well, it turns out Podesta running it with the Clintons, Obama, and Biden. This is in the New York Times. Got almost no attention last week. Said they're wargaming to lock the country down, hold it hostage, have the Western states at least secede, and then have the military remove Trump. This is showdown at the OK Corral on steroids. Roger Stone, you've got the floor in the minutes we have. Former top political advisor to President Trump. What's really going on? What are they pre-programming people for? And what should President Trump do?
Well, that, of course, Alex, is the game plan for the side that lost. In other words, possession is nine-tenths of the law. If the president wins this election, which I think he will in the end, and they'll be the ones disputing that, that certainly could be decided in the courts. Al Gore lost in 2000. He did not go out and set up a shadow government and declare himself president of an alternative country. What I think is important here, of course, is to maximize our chances of winning a clear-cut victory that cannot be disputed. I actually think that the selection of Kamala Harris will prove to be an error. As you know, I'm extremely critical of Joe Biden for his role in turbocharging the war on drugs. It is Joe Biden who fathered the legislation that requires the harsh mandatory penalties for the first time nonviolent crime of possession of small amounts of drugs for personal use. Drug abuse is a public health problem, not a criminal justice problem. But thanks to Joe Biden, literally hundreds of thousands at this point, probably millions of black people who are not violent criminals have been incarcerated for ridiculously long periods of time, taxpayers are paying to house and feed and incarcerate people who are not violent criminals, people who need rehabilitation, not incarceration. And here's the kicker. Kamala Harris's record on these issues is as bad as Joe as district attorney and as attorney general of California. She not only incarcerated a record number of people for possession, these aren't drug dealers and drug kingpins we're talking about, but in some cases, she fought for extending their sentences beyond their term so the state could benefit from their free labor. Who are the racists? I say they are the racists. And I've seen this commercial that the Trump campaign came out with that had a bunch of racist quotes by Joe Biden. But, Alice, I would suggest to you that deeds are more important than words. Just look at his record, whether it is his opposition to the integration of the Wilmington, Delaware school system, whether it is his responsibility for turbocharging the failed racist war on drugs. Joe Biden, I don't understand how any person of color could vote for him given his actual record.
Now, I totally agree with you, and this is so historic, and I agree it shows their desperation. They're already pre-preparing people that secession is normal and martial law is normal and civil war is normal and that the military is going to walk him out. It's almost like a ghost dance, like they're hoping that this is going to happen. Everything else they've done has failed. It just seems so dangerous to sit here 80 days out and wait for them to try this again when it's a giant destabilizing criminal fraud that could tank the economy, and then they'll hold us hostage and say it's Trump's fault. I just don't like sitting here taking it.
It's a legitimate concern. My concern, of course, is that during the 8 years of the Obama presidency, most of the conservative or patriotic-oriented generals and admirals at the upper levels of our military were retired. And those who were promoted were largely globalists. My fear is, well, I believe the rank and file, and even those in the mid-level of our military are patriotic Americans, think like you and I, and will follow a direct order from the commander-in-chief. I worry about soldiers like, oh, I don't know, the Vindman brothers, for example. Those two liars who tried to bring the president down through false testimony regarding Ukraine. They're in the military. What does that say about where the Army stands? Because that will be the crucial question in a showdown in which I predict you're going to have two different sets of election results, the real results, and the fabricated results. We're going to fight this down to the wire. The deep state has shown that they don't have any rules. They don't care about the Constitution. They certainly don't care about the law. They will create their own reality. They're expert at it. I've had a front row seat in that. So the president has thwarted them now twice, three times if you count to COVID-19, and he's a brawler. He's not going down without a fight, and they know it, and they're preparing for the worst.
That's right.
His comments last week, Alex, I pray for the president and his family and their safety every single day. I'm a living example that prayer works. I'm a living example that prayer is exceedingly effective, and the best thing the info warriors can do is pray day and night for the safety of Donald Trump.
Amen to that.
And remain healthy and vital and strong for the fight ahead.
Amen to that. In closing, before you join us again tomorrow night, Roger, and I know you're doing a great job now, released like the Kraken from your prison of gag order, doing dozens of interviews a day. You're having a huge effect. I love seeing you out there with interviews with millions of views every day and hundreds of thousands of views. They're definitely crapping their britches because you are definitely in your prime now. Kamala Harris said this back in June of this year on the 18th. And once Trump's gone and we have regained our rightful place in the White House, look out if you supported him and endorsed his actions, because you will be coming for you next. We will be coming for you next. You will feel the vengeance of a nation. No stone will be left unturned as we seek you out in every corner of this great nation. For it is you who have betrayed us, Kamala Harris. And the rest of them are saying they're going to persecute all of us. God forbid they get rid of Trump. Can you imagine the reign of terror they're going to be involved in?
Well, that quote has been pointed out to me by numerous people because that appears to be a reference to me specifically.
Yes.
Not surprising because Andrew Weissman, the epically corrupt federal prosecutor who really ran the Mueller investigation, basically already wrote an op-ed saying, we will retry Stone as soon as we have power. They don't need charges. They just need the machinery.
And that's why I raised that, because the same groups after me, you know, we can't get into details. Exactly. She's saying no stone unturned. She's talking. That was right after your pardon. When the move towards clemency was being built. Yeah. I mean, this is outrageous threats.
Well, everything you say is true, but I would also remind you of the Tim Clemens prophecy that many Christians believe in, in which he predicts that David would take down Goliath, meaning those who would destroy the United States. He predicted, as you know, that Donald Trump would be elected president.
Hold on, Roger.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Roger Stone's got a few more minutes with us. He can do the whole hour. He's very gracious. He's on a way to a speech. But I need John Rappaport, who's loaded for Bear, to take over. But Roger will join us tomorrow night, 7 to 10 p.m. We think he'll be on with us the second hour, commercial-free. And we'll have a couple hundred thousand people that tune into these live shows. That's a great crowd. That's two football stadiums. But I want to reach other people. If those two football stadiums send out on email and Facebook and Twitter and word of mouth, hey, hear the forbidden conversation, live, commercial-free. Hear the verboten. Sometimes we've had 3-4 million people tune into these streams 4 years ago during the election, and it's happening again. Despite all the censorship, all the craziness, new channels pop up on YouTube every day. Some of them will have 500,000 views in a couple hours. Then they ban them. So now an InfoWars whack-a-mole pops up, 200, 300, 400, 500,000 views on YouTube. And I know it's really pissed off the deep state. They're trying to shut it down. But, man, and we're on all these radio stations. Band.video's got five times the traffic it had. Smoke's coming out of the servers. I'm spending millions to pay for it. But I love it. So thanks for funding us, folks, so we can do it. John Rappaport's about to take over. NoMoreFakeNews.com. But Roger Stone, finishing up, recapping, you're talking about that prophecy. Please repeat that and finish it off.
Sure, Alex. You had made reference to the fact that it appeared to me like Kamala Harris, in a threat, named me specifically as among those who would be punished if they were to take power, punished for supporting Donald Trump. But I was reminding you of the Kim Clements prophecy. Now, Kim Clements was an evangelist. He's no longer with us. I'm in touch with his family, who, by the way, has been banned from entering the United States by the Obama administration.
Wow.
Something I'm digging into. But Kim Clements basically foresaw the election of Donald Trump, foresaw the failed impeachment. He has had an extraordinary record of accuracy. And he talks about this epic struggle, saying, "They shall be shocked how he takes the giant down. The brothers of Goliath stand in glee, watching America. We will cripple you, they yell. You will lose your credit. You will be destroyed." God replied, "Watch. Look not to Wall Street, however, but observe. What is your plan for this giant?" they demanded. And the Lord took a simple stone. "Remember that name. And he will hold it up and they will laugh at him. But the plan is so brilliant," said the Lord, "that it could only have been given by me." That is the prophecy of Kim Clement. So if I am in this time, in this place, if there is work that God wants me to do, I'm prepared, Alex. When God is ready to reveal his plan to me, I believe he will. And I will serve my God and my country as I am supposed to. I do believe that I was put in this epic struggle for freedom for some good reason. That I'm here in this time, in this place, as you are, to save not just the United States of America, but Western civilization.
Well, Roger, I remember hearing about Kim Clement before Trump got elected and all the rest of it. I remember reading that and seeing that. And then now how obsessed they are with you and me to a secondary level and Bill Gates coming out and attacking you. It is getting really crazy and really wild. All right. Well, thank you so much, Roger. What's the best website for people to visit? Is it StoneDefenseFund.com?
StoneDefenseFund.com, because I still have to finance my appeal. I continue to insist that I'm innocent. But more importantly, I want to expose the deep state at the appeal court level. It will all be revealed if I can get to appeal.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Be safe.
Look forward to it. God bless you, Alex.
God bless you. NoMoreFakeNews.com. NoMoreFakeNews.com. People always wait for Wednesdays when John Rappaport's here. We're sorry to cut into his time, but he understands we have to do that sometimes. So thank you, sir. Tell us what you're about to cover.
Okay, Alex. Well, I'm just going to run down my research going back to the beginning of this whole coronavirus fake pandemic, because that's what I've done on my website. I've decided to go back to the beginning and just retrace every fake step all the way to the present. So I'll compress it down and just lay it out in the verse of the hour here.
The floor is yours, my friend.
Thank you very much, Alex. Always good to talk to you. Okay, folks. So as we approach the first break here, I decided, because there are so many new people coming on board, readers and so on, let's go back to the beginning, how this all started, when I began to look into it and write articles and so on. Been covering fake epidemics for 30 years. This pattern looks the same. So where does it begin? First of all the exercises, the planning sessions, the drills, the meetings, the seminars that people have detailed, the basic purpose of all of that pre-planning is to create a structure that will sell a story when the time comes. Sell a story about a virus. That's what this is all about. To create the structure worldwide, to weld it into place. Yes, of course, it involves media, but it also involves public health agencies, not only the CDC and the World Health Organization, but individual national public health agencies in the U.S. at the state level, surrounding governors and mayors. They all have public health advisors. They bring the mayors and the governors in on these meetings, and they get agreement and understanding that if something sparks off, if there is a pandemic, some sort of sudden outbreak, that everybody is on board with the message. That's how these political leaders were entrained and prepared and prepped to respond unanimously when the announcement was made that something happened in China. This is very important to understand. The pre-pandemic planning was about that, above and beyond everything else. How to install this structure to get stimulus response action from political leaders all the way up to the top of nations, to the top of states, so that when the trigger is pulled, everything becomes automatic. If the CDC, the World Health Organization, Bill Gates, etc., say it's time for lockdowns, everybody goes along. That was the plan. To sell a story about a virus that would function as a cover story for the real war, economic devastation, and attack on the population of the planet, which is phase one of the transformation from the way things have been to the new normal, the new technocracy, the new fascism, the new tyranny. That is step one of creating a fake pandemic. Understand it, know it, grasp it. We'll be back after the break with a lot more John Rappaport here.
America and the world should have never been closed. It was all based on WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, NIH lies. But now here we are already into August, and they're trying to keep our stores, our factories, our schools, our parks closed. It is outrageous. Well, we have launched a new big sale titled Reopen America Back to School Special, 50 to 60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact that our Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies is selling out, we still have it at 50% off, but for a limited time. Living Defense, which is Beyond Probiotics, 50% off. Vaso Beats, amazing concentrated beet extract with all of its benefits, selling out, so 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
All right, continuing with the creation of a false pandemic. Once you've got the structure in place and the messaging, then you have to have an outbreak, which means a story about an outbreak. It doesn't mean a real outbreak, because it's much easier and much more controllable to sell a story about a virus than an actual virus. And I've spent many hours and many articles about this, just to boil it down. In Wuhan, a story emerged about a novel virus. It was a fake story. It continues to be a fake story. I'm now publishing articles that no more fake news about, the fake discovery of the new coronavirus. What does that mean? That means that researchers, some of whom, many of whom believe they're actually carrying out correct procedures to isolate a new virus, are not. They're carrying out procedures that can result in all kinds of extraneous material and irrelevant material being called a new virus, which is what happens. And they say, we have a new virus, and we're going to call it SARS-CoV-2, and here it is, and it's spreading across the planet. That's the story. That's the cover story. That's the messaging, and it goes wall to wall. And then China locks down 50 million people overnight, which has never been done before at that scale in the history of humankind. And they sell that. We're restraining and constraining the virus. That's why we locked down 50 million people overnight. And remember, this also took place at a time of the Chinese New Year when there were hundreds of millions of people already moving about China. So they tried to squelch all of that. Of course, they couldn't, and they knew they couldn't. But they said, we're locking down 50 million people. Then the CDC and the World Health Organization and Bill Gates turned around as if pleasantly shocked by this, as if they didn't know this was already in the planning, and said, my goodness, look at what's just happened. China locked down 50 million people. That must mean it's quite serious and quite heavy. And in the West, we may have to do the same thing. And now we can, because China's broken the ice. China has set the new standard, and all praise to China. That's exactly what happened. So now the entire Western world and other nations all around the world were teetering on the edge of declaring lockdowns. Italy did declare national lockdown based on nothing. Again, fake discovery of new virus based on nothing. So there needed to be one more little piece of the puzzle, and that was provided by Neil Ferguson, a computer modeler at the Imperial College of London. Ferguson's institute is bankrolled by Bill Gates to the tune of tens of millions of dollars a year. Neil Ferguson is a failed computer modeler who is world famous for some unknown reason, certainly not his competence. I've detailed all of this, but nevertheless, he makes a dire prediction, 500,000 deaths in the UK, 2 million in the US. These figures are transmitted through Fauci, through other people, to Boris Johnson, to Donald Trump, and they fold like a cheap suit. Well, you're saying that 2 million deaths are going to be on my head unless I support state of emergency and lockdown in the whole country? Yes, sir. And then it was done. And it's still being done. And it can be done again because these opening ups of the economy are all conditional on what are the case numbers? So now we come to the fake diagnostic tests, which are supposedly the basis of all of these case numbers and death numbers. The tests, as serious people know, are inherently flawed to produce false positive results, like coins coming out of a jackpot rigged slot machine. That is, the test will read false positive pointing to COVID, okay, based on completely irrelevant germs in the body that have nothing to do with anything. Perfect. That gives you the case numbers, which are entirely meaningless and rigged and inflated 16 different ways from Sunday. I've detailed all of that. So have other people. But the fundamental fakery in the diagnostic test is that they're looking for a virus that was never discovered in the first place. But nevertheless, this produces all the fake COVID case numbers, the death numbers, and so on, which are hyped by the messaging wall to wall throughout the world by governors, mayors, premiers, prime ministers, and presidents, public health authorities, and lead to more and more lockdowns and economic devastation, which again is really the intent of the whole operation, to create wreckage and chaos, poverty, despair, murder, suicide, etc., etc., bankruptcies, the end of the current currency system throughout the planet. The virus story is the cover story under which the real economic war is taking place. Now, as this operation proceeds, there are other branches that move off the central trunk of the tree, such as public health agencies will expand the definition of a case of COVID-19 in order to billow and inflate the case numbers. For example, if you look at the March and April statements by the CDC, you will see that pretty much anybody can be diagnosed with COVID-19 without a test. Chills and fever or a cough and a contact with some group said to be at risk, diagnose them as a COVID case. So there is the definition expanding phase where more and more people are brought under this fake umbrella of being COVID cases. And then, of course, you also expand not only the number of people that can be brought into the game, but the number of symptoms that can be attributed to COVID-19 with no scientific rigorous evidence whatsoever. Oh, or heart attacks, mental disorders, whatever, whatever, whatever. And suddenly you have expanding coverage and definition of COVID-19, and you have more and more cases escalating, more fear, et cetera, et cetera. Then, because of the masks and the social distancing, which are completely counterproductive and meaningless for all sorts of reasons, you isolate people from not only their loved ones, but from everybody else, so that people can't righteously collect in one place to protest, to rebel, etc., 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 because they're isolated. Now you're getting the picture, the fuller picture of how this whole operation works. I'll have more after the break. This is John Rappaport on InfoWars.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Last segment here, folks. So with all of this setup that I've been describing here, now comes, of course, the solution, which is the vaccine. And they've been desperately trying to move it into the market, to get it approved. What is it going to be? There are numerous candidates, clinical trials, etc., etc., etc. We've got Moderna, for example, which is a company that has received $500 million from the federal government to develop a COVID vaccine. And that company has never brought a drug or vaccine to market, ever, ever. So there's something about this company that is significant for Anthony Fauci, who is touting it, or Bill Gates, who's touting it, and that is that it has RNA technology and nanotechnology behind it. Without going into a long song and dance, since I don't have the time about those technologies, I've covered them before here on the show. Gates is desperate to get RNA technology approved in any product into the marketplace. It's never been approved before. because it causes severe adverse reactions, as they say, in patients who are treated with this technology. Body tends to go to war against itself, which is euphemistically called an autoimmune reaction. But the thing about RNA technology is that it can be used to develop and produce vaccines very quickly, easily, and cheaply, which, of course, Gates wants to do, because then you can say, well, we have 50 new viruses we just discovered, and instead of taking 6 years in each case to bring a new vaccine to market by the old method, we want to do it quickly in a matter of months for all 50 and shoot up everybody, and that's the way to do it with RNA technology. So they're trying to move this down through the pipeline. It's not a slam dunk, but they're using every method they can to get this into the marketplace. Watch out. Watch out. Besides the vaccine, what are we talking about? Well, as I said, the real operation here, phase one, is economic wreckage. But it isn't just to leave that. What's phase two? Phase two is building a new world order on top of the wreckage, which is already in progress, in case you hadn't noticed. What does that mean, NWO? Globalism, what does that mean? It basically means a borderless planet, or to look at it another way, what is euphemistically called global governance, meaning the entire planet is ruled top down by a small group of men. You can call that anything you want to. You can call it socialism, communism, totalitarianism. You call it tyranny, you can call it fascism, you can call it Nazis, you can call it USSR. It doesn't matter what you call it. All of these names amount to the same thing. Police state. Iron control from the top down. What is the reason given for this? Well, look at what happened when we had this pandemic. We can't afford to miss an early warning signal when the next one comes along. Don't look for logic here, folks. This is hype. This is propaganda. This is promotion. So we have to have planetary surveillance wall to wall in your workplace, in your home, in public places, everywhere, all the time, and in your body, because we don't trust simply exterior surveillance. We need new technology. We need technocracy. We need engineering at a level at which it's never been done before. For example, using nanoparticles, very tiny particles, to insert into the body that will function as sensors. What does that mean? That means these little tiny, very, very tiny sensors in the body, in the brain, would be able to transmit information from inside your body to an external control point where that information all about physiological changes, processes in the body and the brain that are taking place, this is real, this is not science fiction. It's in progress, under development as we speak, that all of this information flowing out of your body from these sensors is collected, collated, analyzed, profiled to see what you're up to, basically. What are you up to? This is the most intimate look they can do to try to spy and discover what you are up to at any given moment in real time. But these nanotechnology sensors also function in the opposite direction, that is, they would be able to receive information from the outside while they are located in your body and brain. And what would that mean? That would mean information as, for example, instructions. Instructions that could change your physiology, change your function, body function, brain function. That's the objective there. Control, 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 and more control, and then more control. That's the promised land. That's the holy grail of what are euphemistically called the globalists. They are the technocracists. They are the technologists. They are technocrats. They want to create the world as a machine. And they're on the way. Currency reset, of course. Because as we've seen, even before this whole COVID insanity, currencies were dead-ending not just once, but multiple times in a crash, on a crash, on a crash, on a crash, worldwide, because the invention of money on top of money on top of other invented money and so on and so forth was reaching a point of no return, meaning that the collaborative fakery of nations was falling apart. It was just too much to sustain. The stage play was becoming too obvious to too many people. So it was time for a massive currency reset, and they, again, technocrats, globalists, needed an excuse, a reason to say, well, now we certainly have to have a currency reset, which is a complete global reorganization of the concept and the practice of money by new standards. That's what we're talking about. And so the excuse is, well, look at the economic wreckage all around. Is the bailout working? No, it's not. We acknowledge that. Yes, indeed, we're doing the best we can, et cetera, et cetera. We're devoting trillions to trying to help people who've been afflicted by the lockdowns, et cetera, et cetera. But really, is this solving the problem? Unfortunately, no. So really what we're going to have to do is certainly go to a digital currency completely. And then we're going to have to, what is the word we really want to use here? Reallocate, reorganize, restructure. Yes, restructure, let's call it that. The entire global economy under new arrangements. Under new arrangements. Where everything is digitized. And yes, we're certainly going to have, what could we call it? Let's call it UGI, Universal Guaranteed Income, for every person on Earth. Like that idea, people would like that idea. But of course, it's tied to your behavior. If you behave, if you fall in line, then you get this income. But if you don't, no. Does that sound like a horror show? It is. There's much more to say, but my time is up this week. I think you're getting the complete picture here. John Rappaport, no more fake news. See you next time.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.